Dr. Barbecue. I love listening to the grilling guys, and you should too.
Merry Christmas, Christmas come this time each year.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. And we're live and local in our downtown Grand Rapids studio. I'm looking out the window. Hey, we got a little partly cloudy blue sky showing through down here. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking at Bob's house today?
Well, I just found out today that I have a porn mustache. That was pretty shocking.
Well, you just found that out today?
Yeah, I thought I just had a mustache.
This thing
and Marcus Bradman says, what's up with the porn mustache? So we know what kind of movies he's watching at Christmas.
I guess we do. Wow.
Goodness sakes.
Okay. Well, speaking of movies, we should movie right along from that one. And I want to talk a little bit about what you saw at your company party. Give us a call on the Grilling Line, 800-785-1073, or hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys, and let us know if there's a good story we should share with everybody, because there's got to be some out there that you all have witnessed this year. We're coming probably to the end of the holiday parties. Now you're just going to get into the family stuff. I'd go easy on the family, but holiday parties at the office are free game, man.
Yeah, they're, you know, that's why I like that K&M party, because everybody had so much fun, and it was on their lunch hour. There's the cool thing, okay? You don't have to spend a night going to another company function and dragging your spouse, who doesn't want to go to your company party, okay? For the most part,
right?
The spouse doesn't want to go. They're stuck talking to, you know, your work partner's spouse, and they don't even like each other. So don't torture them.
Right.
Just do the nice little luncheon thing like we did yesterday. Let them get in and out. Give them their gift card, a little pat on the patoot. And you're done.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I need some of Barbecue Bob's pulled pork. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, Bob, my favorite recipe, my favorite holiday recipe, you've heard me break this down before. It's a simple one, but I got to go back to our butcher friend. We were over at Sobey's yesterday, and I've cooked these things every year for the last 10 years. And he gave me a little tip about how to cut them. Yesterday, I'm talking about lamb chops, the little French cut lamb chops. They're the lamb loin with the rib bone still connected, so you got a handle. And my friends and family call them lolly chops, okay, because it looks like a lollipop when I got them done.
We don't want to call them French cut, okay?
Well, but what he did is he's going to leave a little extra. Most of the time when you cut these, they cut the meat right off the bone, and then they just leave the chop on the end. And what he said is that about two-thirds of the bone, there's some really good meat. You kind of got to chew it off, and it's maybe not the most pretty thing to watch when you're at a party, but it's family, right? So who cares? And but he's going to leave most of that meat on the bone and just trim the last inch of it, so you got something to hang on to. But again, his tip, this is a good butcher. You're not going to get this at the big box store. The butcher says there's so much flavor in that meat that's right next to the bone. You don't take it off. You know what? Just take a bite or two is all it is of that meat, but he said it's so very flavorful. So it was a great tip. I've been making these things for years, and it's real easy. Rosemary, thyme, and garlic olive oil. We just picked up a bunch of it, and I'm going to marinate these French-cut lamb chops. I'm going to cut them. They come in a rack with 8 or 9 bones. I'm going to cut them into individual pieces so I can get the olive oil and the seasoning on both sides of each chop. Take them out of that oil after they've marinated overnight, and I just put sea salt, cracked pepper on them, hit them on the grill, a really hot grill. The oil will keep them from burning, but a really hot grill, about 2 minutes on each side. They're cooked to medium, medium rare. And, oh, my goodness, are those just fabulous. Now, everybody doesn't like lamb, but for those of you that do, simple little recipe, garlic, olive oil, rosemary, thyme, marinate them overnight, pull them out, hit them with some cracked salt, pepper. It can't get any easier than that. Hot as your grill can get, 2 minutes on each side. You serve those things, you know, you just grab them by the bone and you got 2 or 3 bites.
You hit on an interesting point. Some people don't think they like lamb.
Right.
They probably never tried it.
Right.
Or if they did, it was mutton. It wasn't good fresh lamb prepared by somebody like you who knows how to make good lamb chops.
Right.
You eat one of those little lamb chops, and I'm telling you, do yourself a favor in life and just try different meats with an open mind. Just take a taste
right.
from somebody who knows how to make it.
I guarantee it won't hurt you.
Oh, my gosh. They are so good, it's ridiculous.
You don't have to like everything, but try everything once.
That's
and then
right.
If you don't like it, it's fine. You know, that's the way I grew up. That's a holiday tradition. That's a family tradition. You know, I didn't get to be full-figured like this by not trying a little bit of everything, and damn if I don't like most things, you know? So that's the way it works. But talked a little bit about some family traditions at the Nirmico house for us, Bob. Some things that, you know, you've got five kids, and I know that your daughter lives out in California, but she's coming back not this weekend, but next. And so
we kind of do the same thing every year. It's a lot of fun. We torture the kids basically with a ritual. It's going to be Friday or Christmas Eve early. We're going to probably eat a bunch of hors d'oeuvres and watch a Christmas movie, Kids' Choice. And then we're going to go and do a Christmas Eve service. And then we're going to go home. And then we do our personal gift exchange where we do the thing where I talked about last week where we basically, all of us draw our names. Maureen and I are in with the kids. And now Grandma's in the pool. And anybody who's going to be there for Christmas Eve, you put your name in the hat. And you have to do, like, it's got to be re-gifted. It's got to be something you made. Or it's got to be, like, Goodwill used, something that you have to scour for. It can't be just a brand new off the rack junk. You know, you've got to actually put some thought into it. So the wood shop in our house gets real busy this time of year, and all the crafty things. We're not crafty people,
right?
But all of a sudden we try and learn crafts.
I think I might want to come over just because Grandma's in the pool. I might want to see that.
That's sadistic. Okay.
No, Granny can swim. She's all right. But what kind of hors d'oeuvres you guys throw down, Bob? Last week we broke down that those pitted dates with blue cheese in them, wrapped in bacon. That's an easy one. Another one that my family likes, they call them Uncle Randy's Hot Weenies. And we don't need to take that down the wrong road, but it's really simple. It's those little smoky links, and I wrap them in crescent roll. Right? Throw them in the oven, bake them off for 10 or 12 minutes. But here's the cool part. You come out and you can do all these crazy mustards and sauces. And you can have a lot of fun with that. And, you know, the little sausage with the bread on it is nothing more than a sauce carrier is all it is. So we have a lot of fun with that. You know, it's some of them are sit-down dinner. Some of them are grazing, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, get out there, grill something, because it comes off hot, it comes off fresh, whether you go as elaborate as lamb chops or as easy as the grilled dates, man. Just get out and grill something. Don't put the grill away. Now's the time to get it out.
Do you want to hear what I do now?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is just like little weenies, nachos, hummus, lunch meats, cheeses, crackers, and usually have like Christmas cookies, and going to make up some kind of a big family drink like hot cider. Something like that. The boys will drink eggnog by the half gallon. So my boys, it's gross watching them drink eggnog.
I got a new eggnog thing, man.
What's that?
That Evan Williams, which is a bourbon company.
Yep.
They've got it at all the stores right now.
You can drink that hot.
I haven't, but what we did with it, I had a little fun. I got a group of guys I have breakfast with on Fridays out in Cannonsburg at the grist mill. I brought a fifth of that in, and we all use it as coffee creamer.
How was that?
Oh, it was fabulous. So, you know, we had eight or nine guys. We went through a fifth of it in the morning. Nobody got, you know, in trouble with it, but it was just a nice little holiday thing to get together. Use that as a bottle of creamer rather than just drinking it as eggnog. But that was kind of cool. Yeah, we had fun with that on a toasty Friday morning. But.
Yeah, so Christmas Day then, we're going to do, the kids will get their presents, and then my wife's going to torture them by making them watch It's a Wonderful Life.
All right. Well, it is a wonderful life. Coming up next, I'm going to do a couple more of these great hors d'oeuvres. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.